Welcome everyone to episode number 6 of The Secret is Work. My name is Kirkland.
And I am Princess.
And together we are The Secret is Work. And today's episode is going to cover a little bit of what we touched on a few episodes ago where we talked about promoting yourself. So we decided to make an entire episode about promoting yourself. So, Cindy, let's dive into your thoughts on promoting yourself.
Well, my thought is simple. Promote yourself. Okay. Just kidding. Okay. A little more. Trust me, if you have a conversation with me, I'm going to tell you, promote yourself. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Someone's not going to like you? I don't know. That's the worst that can happen.
Yeah, but sometimes that might be the world.
Yeah, but it's the world. But you can't let whatever. We're not even gonna get into that. At the end of the day, what is the point of creating a great product, as we talked last week? Have an amazing service, and no one knows about it, right? So it makes no sense. Sometimes, honestly and truly, yes, there are some family and friends, even if they know they won't support, they won't buy whatever we're selling. But at the end of the day, they honestly and truly, they are some of our family members and friends, they honestly do not know. So it is your job. Like, no one can buy from you if they don't know. No one can buy from you if they can pay you if they can find you. So it is your job to actually create something and promote the heck out of it. Now, I know it might be a little more easier for some people than others, right?
To promote themselves? Yeah. It's very much easier for some people to promote themselves. I mean, if you have a Kanye complex, it's not hard to promote yourself because you believe in yourself more than anything in this world. So, yes, some people need a lot more reassurance and pushing and positive reinforcements to get themselves to the point to even put out anything, a product, a service. I mean, and who blames them? I mean, when you're on the internet and people put out things that they quote-unquote think is trash, look how they act. They don't just be like, oh, I don't like your product. They dig into you. They talk about you so bad, like you just want to curl up in a corner and die. So with that, imagine that being you. Of course, that makes you nervous about putting out a product or a service. Yeah, but that's not how that works. I mean, unless you don't care, no one goes into any creation process like, yes, guys, let's make some trash. It's not how it goes. Like, most of the time, things you think are trash, you go out into the world and you, like, okay, how can I create the best product I can? Like, for example, let me give you a really personal example. So, when it comes to shooting, like, one of the things I've always worried about is lighting. Like, especially for other people. Especially for people that paid. I'm always worrying about lighting. So, before I start shooting, I always say, Jesus, can I have your light shining on me today? I always say that. Because I need it. Because I'm always worried about, well, I mean, that's now. I think in the future, I won't always be this worried, but for now, definitely I'm worried about how great the light is going to be. And I'm always nervous, even after I edit it and I send you the photos, I'm always like on the edge of my seat the whole day until I get a comment or something back from you letting me know that you like the pictures. I mean, sometimes I can't wait for the person. I'll be like, did you look at the pictures today? What do you think? Because I'm just nervous. So I think it's really easy to fall into that trap of, oh, I don't want to put anything out, or I don't want to promote my business, because you also, you are a consumer as well. You see how the world acts to people that, quote unquote, overpromote themselves, but there's no such thing. But you see how the world acts to that. So, of course, you're going to be a little reluctant to put yourself, your own self out there to that level of scrutiny. But I'm here to tell you that today I declare my friends Promote Yourself Day. Because guess what? Unfortunately, no one is going to work harder for you than you. Well, maybe your mama, but that's about it. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable and promote yourself. If you do it, just like we talk about in other episodes about being consistent, be consistent with promoting yourself as well. Find a method that feels authentic to your voice. That way it doesn't feel forced or contrived, and push towards that. So if you better with voice and not writing, then I don't know, record audio snippets and send that to your email list. If you're more comfortable, you know, being on camera, record short videos and put them on Instagram. Or if you're comfortable with writing, write newsletters. However that feels comfortable to you, find your voice and promote it.
Okay. See, I agree with Kirkland. I get it. But honestly and truly, I know I don't struggle with promoting myself. At the end of the day, I am putting in the work. I've been doing this for a long time, you guys. I've really been at it since I've been at it. So to me, I'm like, what is the point of putting all this work and no one is seeing it? So, and another thing is, it's like, I know me promoting myself, me working so hard behind and in front of the scene, I'm going to inspire someone, right? I might not inspire every single person, so I'm going to inspire someone. But in honestly, I'm not going to lie, I do have tough skin. Skin, right? That's the way you say it, right? English is not my first language. I do have tough skin. So,
you can't keep using that skin.
So at the end of the day, when I put a lot of the things I'm putting out, I am a personal life and style blogger. So everything I'm... Tell about your promos yourself. Everything I'm putting out are like my personal style. Like, they are truly my personal experience. So at the end of the day, I already know there's going to be someone out there who doesn't like it. But I don't care. That's my life. Like, if you don't like what I'm wearing, girl, that's fine. Don't wear it. Right? So if you and if you have something negative to say, honestly, I will prefer to keep anything negative to yourself. But I am open to feedback, because at the end of the day, I am putting it out to the world to see. So if you feel like, I like this, but I wouldn't wear it like this, that is fine. I'm perfectly with that. But don't come and tell me, oh, this is trash. This is, because I don't care about your feelings, because this is not you supporting. This is you coming under my post in trash talk. So honestly and truly, I know this part is hard. It's easier said than done. But I do it all the time. When someone have anything negative to say about what I'm doing, honestly, one, I'll delete the comment and I'll block you. So I think, and again, I have been doing this for a long time. So I have learned what to answer and what not, just completely ignore. And when I say I don't delete the people that I don't want to make it sound like I only want the good feedback, because when someone giving me critiques, I guess I will take it. I won't delete it. It's when people coming on under my post and pretty much bashing me, which it happens to me, you guys. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but that doesn't stop me. Listen, those people don't pay my bills. Okay. There's a reason I'm doing this. It's not all about me. I am also doing this to inspire you to want to promote yourself. I am doing this to inspire you to want to start a blog, to want to start whatever it is that you want, an online store, become a photographer, whatever it is that you want to do. I am doing it to inspire you. So if I'm not promoting myself, it's going to make it seem like it's not okay to promote yourself. And there is nothing wrong with promoting yourself. DJ Khaled do it 300 times per day.
That's so true. DJ Khaled promotes himself like it's free.
Listen, well, it is free for him. It is free to promote yourself. Whether you're doing it on social media, whether you're doing it in person, it is free. It is that's the best form of advertisement. Okay? It is free. No one's going to talk better about you than you. No one know you better than you. So, honey, babe, bae, all of y'all, bestie, JoJo,
bro,
anyone and everyone who listens to our podcast, I promise you, you don't even have to be like me in posting 300 times per day. God knows I post. You don't have to post that many times per day. But if you have issues with promoting yourself, you know, so often, just start every single day. Just post something. It doesn't have to be me. Just post something just to get in the habit of sharing every single day. And then maybe you post every single day and you promote yourself in a salesy way, I guess, once a week. And before you know it, you will be posting every single day. I get it. Baby steps.
Very much baby steps. I can contest to the baby step because I haven't always been the one promoting myself. I'm having a brand or personal brand and a brand is new-ish to me. Not quite new, but still newer than Princess because I was the one that didn't like social media. I didn't like taking pictures. So it's been a real, you know, slow getting myself to the point where I'm comfortable with promoting myself. So I can definitely say it's not easy. But like I said before, finding your voice is important because that's how you'll get comfortable with it. So, I don't know. I'm going to try my hand at doing some like email promotions this week and see how they go. I think my voice, I don't know, because I feel weird about my voice, like my actual voice.
Me too.
So I don't know. I've been thinking about different things. I think maybe I'll, you know what I can try? I just came up with this on the fly. I can record short, like 30-second clips of myself talking about my company and promoting the services that we have to offer. I noticed like anybody else, video is the thing that people pay attention to the most. So actually, maybe I'll start doing that as promotion. But nonetheless, promoting myself is the goal of this week and beyond, because I'm tired.
Like you said, find something that works for you. You do not have to do what everybody else is doing. If videos work for you, start with your Insta stories. How long is the Insta stories? 10 seconds?
15.
15 seconds. So that same 15 seconds video, you can post it in other places. You can combine all of them and create a 1-minute video. You can put it on YouTube. You can share it on your Facebook. One thing I've learned over the years, I would say last year, the same thing you're doing in one place, you can spread it all over just differently. Like for example, I have a Facebook group, right? So every single week, we have a challenge, right? I give my creatives a challenge. And this week is actually to create, last week was to create a product, right? Because that's what we talk about. And it's so funny. Not only did Kirkland and I, we talk about creating a product on our podcast, I also send the email. That's the same thing I sent to my Motivation Monday email. That's the same thing I share on my Facebook post. That's the same thing I share on my Insta stories. So it's something you create one thing, you kind of just repurpose it, right? Mm-hmm. So you use the same thing, but to create different things on different platforms. So find what works for you. If a blog post is what works for you, do the blog post and just share the blog post everywhere. The email marketing, I use everything. I promote myself everywhere. I send out weekly emails. I have a Facebook group. I'm on all of the social media platforms. Now, I'm on some of them, I'm more active than others, but at the end of the day, because I'm not a big fan of Twitter as I used to be, so I'm not on Twitter as much promoting myself. But at the end of the day, I'm not big on Twitter, but everyone else loves Twitter. So I don't have to be on Twitter, but my business needs to be on Twitter. So, like Kirkland said, find what works for you. And it might take trying a couple of different things. And I always tell people, throw everything on the wall. Whatever sticks is what you keep. Anything else, drop them. And at the end of the day, let's say you work with a coach to help you. At the end of the day, everything that the coach, all the steps, all the strategies, I guess, you pick up from the coach, you don't have to do them for the rest of your life. From every little thing you learn, you take what works for you.
All right. Well, in taking what works for you, we're going to take what works for us and move on to the next segment of...
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. I know we can say we're going to take what works for us. Personally, I just started a new business, okay? I launched a new business in December, and I've got so many clients, and that's only from promoting myself. I don't know how self-promotion is working for other people, but it worked wonders for me. Over the years, I've been able to gain a lot of clients because of self-promotion. Another thing, I'm going to leave this one with you. If you're not promoting yourself, how do you expect other people to promote you?
And with that, guys, we're going to move on into the business of the week, because this week we don't have a question again. So we want to put out there, you can message us at The Secret Is Work on Instagram, on Facebook. You can head over to the site, join the email list, and you can also email us at thesecretiswork@gmail.com for any questions related to business, how to promote yourself, how to navigate this murky water we call entrepreneurship, because it ain't easy, and we're here to, you know, do our part, do what we can to help you guys. So moving into the business of the week, Cindy, tell us all about who we chose this week for our business of the week.
This week, our business of the week is none other than my personal makeup artist, Ariel.
Talk about promote yourself.
Ariel is pretty amazing. She's been doing makeup forever. She's been doing makeup for as long as I know her. And I've known Ariel for maybe 4 years. She's pretty good. She's badass. She's now doing celebrity clients. She's pretty amazing. She's popping, honey. She's booked. First off, the girl have her 2019 books are open. She's taking appointments. So she have weddings for 2019 on the books already. She's busy. But she's so good. She's been doing a lot of some of my fellow bloggers and business women. She does Ariel's, does Coriel's makeup. She does LB makeup. We love Coriel. Clearly. We both love Coriel. It's funny because Ariel and I, we love Coriel. And myself, LB, and Korea, we love area. So definitely, if you are in the Atlanta, all over Atlanta, I guess.
I mean, if you're willing to book her, I'm pretty sure she'll fly wherever you need her to fly.
If you're willing to pay for her expenses, right. I'm sure she will fly to get you right for, if you have like a weekend thing, mm-hmm. like a weekend conference, a weekend full of events, like she will fly in and get you straight. Definitely check her out. She is her name is Ariel Antoinette, which is Ariel Ariel Antoinette is Antoinette _ makeup, and her website is doublemakeup.com. So check her out, follow her, and if you ever see me, now I do go back and forth between her and JoJo, but that's because JoJo and I were shooting a lot together now. So half of the time, Ariel is doing my face. There are times you will see JoJo do my face, so I don't want to say all of my pictures now are Aria. But the girl is amazing. She's my go-to. I just love her. So definitely check her out. And she will tell her the secret is work.
Sent you.
Definitely check her out. Once again, you will love her. She will come to your house. She does have a chair somewhere in Atlanta. I don't know. You have to check her out for that. Tell her Princess from the Secret is Work sent you, and she's gonna love you.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, guys, we are gonna head on in, wrap this thing on up. So first and foremost, let's start. So I wanted to get you guys' opinion. You guys can leave this comment underneath the SoundCloud if you listen to us on SoundCloud. If not, then just leave the comment under the episode when we post it on The Secret is Work, which we are at Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Secret is Work. We would love for you guys to comment, rate, subscribe, tell your friends to tell their friends, tell the other friends to tell the other friends that a business podcast that is designed with you in mind is here for your listening pleasure. So thank you so much for that. But I'd also like to get you guys' opinion. You know, we're growing this podcast every episode, and we're now at episode number 6. And so we'd love to get some feedback on in terms of what it is you guys would like to hear us talk about on the podcast. What is something you guys are struggling with? So that'll be my question for you guys this week. If you guys can email us at thesecretiswork@gmail.com and let us know what it is you guys would like us to talk about in the future on the show. And maybe your question will be heard right here.
Final thoughts.
What are my final thoughts? I'm going to shamelessly promote myself. In the words of Shameless Maya, I'm going to see about taking 365 days and shamelessly promoting myself and figure out what's the worst that can happen.
I love it. I mean, it's funny because I was going to give you a challenge that Kirkland said, something like that. What I was going to say is, you know, promoting yourself, it comes easy to me. I'm not going to say it doesn't, honestly. You have a conversation with me, you will know I'm a blogger. If you follow me online, there's not a day I don't post about my business. There's not a day. It's funny, my makeup artist or my business partner, JoJo, if they don't see a post from me, they be like, wait, is Cindy okay? Is Princess okay? Where's she at?
Oh, Lord.
So I don't have a problem promoting myself. And I don't have a problem sharing other people's stuff. So my challenge to you, Kirkland is going to promote himself for, you know, the whole year. My challenge to you, take a week and post every single day. Share your business every single day. See what happens. Even if you get just one client for the week, you winning, okay? Because there are people who started businesses and didn't get a client, months and months. So promote yourself. This week, I challenge you. It's Monday. It's early. You still have a whole six more days to go. Yeah, in fact, you have all Monday because we're dropping this on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. For Monday morning. So you have Monday through following Monday to promote yourself. So take the week and every single day this week, sell something. Say, tell your people, share an email on a social media post on something. Let someone know you are selling something. Let someone know to follow you. You can even be promoting your social media. Promote yourself. At the end of the day, when it all comes down to it, we can pay you if we can find you.
What she said.
So my final thought is, girl, get on it. Talk about yourself. Sell your products and services. Promote yourself. What's the worst that can happen? Someone can actually buy something, actually. That's the worst that can happen, by the way.
Okay.
So with all of that said, as Kirkland likes to say, tell a friend, to tell a friend, tell all your friends to leave a review for us on iTunes. Follow us on social media. We are The Secret Is Work everywhere. Comment. I manage some of our social media platforms. So definitely come chat with me. Tag me in your stuff. Remember, we do need your questions. Send us questions for question of the week to thesecretiswork@gmail.com. And you can also just comment, DM us on any of our social media platforms with your questions, and we will answer them right here on the podcast. Again, I am Princess. You can find me all over the social media. And of course, you can find me on my blog, and we see all of my personal style, see my traveling, all of that I have going on iamthatprincess.com. And speaking of promoting, I do have a new coaching course, which is Canva 101, which is everything you need to know how to design on Canva. So definitely check it out. It is literally only $15. Check it out. And of course, if you're looking for photos, I will be in Florida this week. Next week, the 18th. I will be in Florida weekend of the 18th from the 17th to the 20th. Definitely, if you want to do a photo shoot while I'm there, let me know. Or if you want to shoot with me while I'm home in Atlanta, I am always accepting new clients. Let's get you some photos. I'm doing headshots. I'm doing all type of photos you need for your business, for your pictures of your family. I've been getting family requests. That was my second family request. So let's get you some photos. I am Princess, and I will talk to you guys next week.
And I am Kirkland. You can find me everywhere on the internet at XL Tribe. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at XL Tribe. I'm a little bit active on Twitter, but not really. Most of my attention goes to Instagram. But I see everything. So, you know, wherever you are, holla at me and you can find me. I guess in the shameless promotional plug. I am doing websites, you know, I do that. But yeah, I'm really looking to help other big and tall guys. I need more voices in the space, and I feel like by needing more voices means that I have to, you know, assist guys in getting started. So I'm really looking to get my hands into web design. I've been helping Cindy do it for a year plus now. And so it's like, all right, so let's help my fellas do it. So I'm definitely interested in taking on some new web design clients. I do shoot as well, like Cindy does. So, you know, whichever one of us you want to use, this would be great. You can also find me at xltribe.com. You can find everything about me, what I do, how I help big and tall guys, you know, be perceived differently in the world. So we would like to wrap this up by saying thank you to all of our listeners who have listened thus far. Keep listening, because we only going to grow. We only going to get bigger. The sound's going to get better. We going to get better. Everything going to get better. Iteration is your friend. It's your best friend. So thank you guys for listening. And again, thanks for listening to The Secret Is Work. Bye. I did that by myself.
Goodbye.